It will not be long now until our thoughts will be turning toward the glories of that resurrection day when Christ arose from the dead, never again to die. When we think of what the resurrection meant and how the chains of death were broken, it indeed gives us joy. Especially is this true when we realize that we too shall share in the resurrection. But for this broadcast, I want to speak of something which was also necessary before the resurrection, and that is Gethsemane. When we think of Gethsemane, we think of the anguish and the suffering and the praying which our Lord did in the garden. Yet he resigned his will to that of his Father, for he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." But Gethsemane has become a symbol of suffering. Briefly then, let us notice a few of those events which took place in the life of Jesus immediately preceding the trial, crucifixion, death, and burial. And I also hope that we may be made to realize how necessary it was that he should suffer and die. Had there been no death, there could be no resurrection. In the 14th chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 22, we find these words, "And as they did eat, Jesus took bread, and blessed, and brake it, and gave to them, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Now, Christ knew that he came into the world for the hour which when he should offer his life a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Therefore, he showed the disciples how he was giving his body and blood as an atonement. Romans 5, and beginning with verse 8, reads this way, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Don't you see how necessary it was that there should be a Gethsemane in the life of our Lord? But let us go back to that unforgettable night after the Passover Supper and, of course, the new ordinance of the Lord's Supper and the feet washing. Jesus went out to find a place of prayer. The sorrow weighed heavily upon him, and the sins of the world were placed upon him in that hour of sorrow in Gethsemane. Mark 14:34 goes this way, "And saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." You see, Peter, James, and John had gone with him part of the way. But their eyes were heavy with sleep, and Jesus bore his sorrow alone. As if that was not enough, who should be the one to seek out our Lord to deliver him up to the chief priests and scribes but Judas? Or that is, the one to let the soldiers and those who came with them know who Jesus was. That was Judas who did that. Now, Judas was one of his 12 disciples. Are you familiar with the token which he gave them when he identified Jesus from the crowd? Verse 45 tells about it. "And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him." Then followed a dark night for Jesus as he was led away as a prisoner. Even his own disciples fled from him, although it is said of Peter that he followed afar off, yet Peter denied him. Do you see what I mean by Gethsemane? Can you think of the sorrow and the burdens which weighed heavily upon him that night as he was led away to be tried? And then to have his disciples forsake him in this manner. The morning light brought little comfort and relief in his sorrow. He was brought before Pilate and accused by the Jews. I really believe Pilate desired to have him released. and even Pilate's wife sent a message to Pilate telling him to have nothing to do with that just person, for she had suffered many things of him in a dream. Do you know how Pilate attempted to relieve himself of the guilt of the judgment which was passed upon Christ? He called for a pan of water, and in it he washed his hands to show that he was innocent of the blood of Christ. Yet, was he innocent? Did God overlook his guilt? Well, that's something that we'll just leave until the judgment. And there, of course, it will be made known as to how Pilate stood and does stand, or will stand, I should say, before the judgment. Before the sun set that day, our Lord had been taken away to Golgotha's hill. It was there he shed his blood on the old rugged cross. Friends, it was for my sins and for yours that he died. Now, I want you to listen to the words of this song, Thy Will Be Done. It is not one of those songs that you would want to clap your hands to. It is not one of those songs with a lively tune. But the melody and the words and the spiritual meaning is one which should make us pause for a moment from the busy cares of life and say, how could it be that Christ loved me so? But here it is. The singers are Robert and Mildred Sherman, Robert Mays, Willie Weldon, and Lucille Francisco.
The scars of
Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we're glad that Christ endured the sorrows of Gethsemane and committed himself to thy will and became willing to give his own life that through him we might live. Help us to be good ambassadors for the Lord. Bless each listener of the Mission Trail broadcast. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen.
But I can give my heart to thee for all that thou hast done for me. I will accept salvation's cup. There's nothing I would not give up for him who gave his all for me to save my soul and make me free myself. My all to thee I give for thee alone I'll ever live. Oh, how can men live on in sin when Jesus died their hearts to win? He gave his life, his blood, his all. Can such a gift to thee seem small? May Jesus break thy heart of stone and make his love to thee be known till thou shalt sin's conviction feel and at his cross repenting kneel.
Friends, it has been a pleasure to bring you this short gospel message. We hope that you will be with us again. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always and a very cheerful goodbye.